This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name is Chris Mew. I'm on the electrical training course on week 3 and I come from Portsmouth.
So, Chris, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills then?
I presently work for Royal Mail. I'm a delivery programmes manager. I basically work on the project team for the southwest of England. That's my present job, which I do this purely out of interest because I was brought up in the trade industry because I've got a lot of family in different trades, which renovate houses and all of that. Obviously, I can do a lot of the work. I just want to be able to sign off my own work, really.
So you mentioned you work for the Royal Mail then.
Yep.
How long have you been doing that for?
20 years.
Okay. So tell us a bit about more your job then. What does it involve?
Basically, I am the person across the southwest of England who brings in all the new changes to Royal Mail. Basically, I'm getting rid of all the cycles and bringing new vehicles, new equipment, new ways of working. There's a big transformation plan in Royal Mail at the moment right across the country. It's a 3-year deployment plan which finishes on March 2013. I'm the centre pin of that project in the southwest.
You mentioned you've always had an interest in electrics and you've done up houses before.
That's correct.
What sort of experience have you been getting then? Have you been doing any electrical work outside of your course?
Yes, I've rewired houses, anything domestically, nothing commercially. So everything domestically I'm completely okay with, which is the course I'm actually doing. I'm only doing the 5-week one here.
So have you found all that experience then, has that helped you when you've came down to Southampton with the practical training?
Oh yeah, totally. It makes it a lot easier because obviously a lot of the stuff I can relate to and all that. I personally think I would have struggled more if I didn't have that experience. But that experience and with the stuff I'm learning is really good, really enjoyable.
You mentioned earlier, obviously, you got a full-time job and you're balancing your course around your job. How are you finding then balancing the job and the course?
With my job, it's difficult because I'm travelling all over the southwest of England. I mean, the training modules and all that I think are brilliant, to be fair. I did spend a year or so looking around for the right training provider. And to be fair, Train for Trade Skills I chose due to the location of the ATL Training Centre plus the books they supply.
Have you got any sort of studying tips or any ways that you do that you've found have worked really well?
I personally do it in small doses. I do half hour to an hour at a time and then go off and do something else, me personally. But like the books say, it's all really down to the individual. If I read for too long, I then start, my concentration goes. So, you know, give an hour here, an hour there. So over the course of a week, I'll probably do 6-7 hours of study. It's just different because I'm really, really interested in electrics anyway. So I've just found the whole thing really good. And the books have just, what I got from Train for Trade Skills has really supported that. So I'm really happy with that.
So, Chris, what are your plans once you finish your course?
Basically, in today's world with well, with all the changes in Royal Mail and all that, it does pay me to have a trade. As I said before, my project finishes approximately around March 2013. If after that there's no other positions available within Royal Mail, even after 20 years, it pays me to have a trade because I have enough contacts in the industry to get work that way, especially with the qualifications. So that's my long-term future, to basically guarantee me, or as best as you possibly can, a job somewhere in for my future.
So, Chris, for the people that are listening and want to train as an electrician or want to take up a trade, have you got any tips or advice for them?
Yeah, just go for it. If there's something you really want to do, just go for it. Train for Trade Skills. All the other ones I looked at is really good in the information they supply. I wouldn't sit back and then say, oh, maybe another time. Just go for it. And if you throw yourself into it, you thoroughly enjoy it, if that is something you want to do.
That's great, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.